Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome to the Dave Glover Show. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tony Colombo here, filling in for Dave today. The rest of the crew is here, Rachel and Sue and Andrew. And we are going to be here with you this afternoon. And then tomorrow, we are going to do the new Thanksgiving tradition, Rach, and have the DGS Christmas music special, correct?
We're calling it the Thanksgiving Music Extravaganza.
Hosted by?
By me and Andrew.
That's right, by Rachel and Andrew.
I love it already.
Is this year three?
This is year three. We took a break last year. Again, I think Steve told us no, but we tricked him into letting us do it this year. So it's going to be really fun.
Did you say, hey, just like last year, we're going to do this again?
Like, you and he was loved like, oh, it last year, Steve.
All right. Well, if I let you do it last year, I guess it's all good. So we're here for you today. We're here for you tomorrow with the Christmas music extravaganza. And then I will be back in on Friday also. So DGS is going to be here for you all week long. Joining me right now, you may have heard the giggle there, connected through the marvel of modern technology as we practice proper social distancing, or he just didn't want to drive down here. My partner from Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors, Bo Matthews. Bo, what's happening? Yeah.
How you doing, man? Just excited for the holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to, right at the beginning of the show, I wanted to give a quick shout out. Sue, this is really cool. My father-in-law has just retired, walked out of his job for the last time.
Today?
Today. My wife and kids were down there with a big sign.
Oh.
So he has been... Let's see. Christine and I have been married for 17 years. He's been looking forward to today for the entire 17 years that I've known him.
Where did he work? Give me the whole thing.
He was a machinist down in Arnold.
Oh,
and,
this is awesome.
Yeah, and he tells a great story about when he started his job. He was the youngest person in the building. He was the youngest guy out there running the machines. And as he retires now, he was the oldest guy out there running the machines.
Congratulations.
That's so cool. Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Dave Dunachek, and he is a great, great guy.
Congratulations, yeah. Dave. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say a big congratulations to my father-in-law, Dave, about a great career. And I know he is very much looking forward to retirement, especially after this 2020 that we've all had. I'm sure that it feels even more sweet to be able to walk away and say, you know what? I'm not going to leave my living room for a little while until this world gets it together. Yeah, go ahead, Bo.
Okay, so he's a machinist. Did he get away? Did he walk out of there with all his digits?
He did. He did.
Good, good. That's a win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a good point.
Win.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I don't need the gold watch.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you work with those machines for all those years, and sometimes accidents happen, and you lose a finger. I'm sure that.
But not him.
So I just wanted to tell him congratulations, and couldn't be a better grandpa to my kids. And yeah, just awesome stuff. And my wife left work early today and got the kids and surprised him down there. So when he walked out, they're holding the sign.
That really is nice.
Isn't that cool?
Get that man some champagne and some turkey.
Exactly. And you know what? Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Give him a beer and a sandwich and put the Three Stooges on the television and just leave him alone because that's all he wants.
Aw.
Great stuff. So yeah, I just wanted to say congratulations to Dave. How are we doing here in the room? Bo, let's start with you. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? How different is this year for you and your family than, you know, the average Thanksgiving?
Well, usually it's always a two-people party, but we are so blessed because my aunt and uncle from Minnesota are on a road trip to Biloxi. And we are a nice stop-off for them, so we get to spend a little time with them. And you have to realize my mom's side of the family, they were farm family. And so my Aunt Kathy falls in love with this Egyptian who came to this country 60 years ago.
Wow.
And they just celebrated their 50th anniversary. That I, matter of fact, I told you, Dave, that or Tony, that I flew up for their anniversary party. But my wife wasn't able to make the trip. So we get to spend some time, all four of us together. And truly my favorite aunt and uncle from both sides of the family, it's these two. So Hannah and
Aww,
Kathy,
Yay. 50
years together. They're the casino, you know, troopers. They're out there all the time and just enjoying their retirement. So looking forward to that kind of quality time with family.
That's great. That's great. Sue, what are you guys doing?
That's awesome. I usually have 8 to 12 people. This year, we're 4.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's...
So I have an enormous... Well, you know what? You know, like I told Schnooks, I wanted the smallest turkey that I could get, and she said, well, that's probably a hen, so it's 10 to 14 pounds, and I went in to pick it up, and it's 14, so we're going to eat a lot of turkey.
It's a big little one.
Yeah, and I can't wait. I just love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday, I'd say, of all of them.
Mm.
So I've made the pumpkin pie. I've got the turkey brining. And then tomorrow, I got to start peeling potatoes tomorrow morning. It's just exciting.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've talked about we are doing basically nothing. We are just, I think, having my mom over, and that's it. Maybe one other family member. We're not traveling anywhere. We're not going, you know, we're not going to see Grandpa Dave, who just retired, because he's retired now and doesn't want to see anybody. No.
He's watching the Three Stooges. That's right.
No, because he's like, the last thing I want to do. Exactly, right? So he's like, look, I just retired. I don't want to spend my first days in retirement getting infected. So, so we are playing it. We're very low, having almost nobody come over, but we are still going to get together with my mom and have a little bit of a turkey dinner, but it's weird, right? What are you guys doing, Rach?
Keeping it really small. I share a large percentage of DNA with everyone. Like, it's immediate family only.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's honestly going to be a pretty normal Thanksgiving. We're not a blowout family. We don't ever have like 20 to 30 people at a gathering, but just being extra careful and safe because you don't want anything bad to happen. You don't want anyone to get infected. So I'm baking my pies and stuff tonight and then making all my side dishes in the morning and looking forward to it.
There's a breaking news right there. They've been talking about this all day about Trump possibly pardoning Michael Flynn. And it looks like he has made that official announcement. So he has pardoned General Flynn. We'll get the details on that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to kind of, you know, I was going to say mix it up, but that's actually what the Dave Glover Show does best. We'll talk about some, you know, the news stories. We'll talk about some issues and things like this as breaking news happens with this pardoning of Michael Flynn. We're going to have Chris Arps, my partner from the Weekend Report, is going to be in with us for the entire 4 o'clock hour. We're also going to talk to Senator Jim Talent during that hour. A little bit later on this hour, we're going to talk to the sheriff of Jefferson County, Sheriff Dave Marshak. Bo, who is a regular on Second Amendment Radio with us on the weekends. And, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff happening, not only with all these restrictions going back into place with coronavirus, but there's a lot of impact that has on law enforcement. And you're actually down there in Jefferson County, and I know that everybody's got their hands full, but it's going to be great to catch up with Sheriff Marshak.
He's a great guy. He's really a great leader for this county, and he's got a great team that works with him. And, you know, for all the things, all the crazy headlines we hear, you know, from different parts of the country, I'm just so blessed that not only is Sheriff Marshak our sheriff, but we live in this part of the country because, you know, either coast, left or right, it's it's crazy out there. Could you imagine having 12 people, you know, like I think, Tony, you made the joke a while ago that if you order a turkey that's, you know, enough for 12 people, well, hey, the law could come and knock on the door at that point. Yeah, no, we're eating leftovers. There are three of us. Leave us alone.
Right. So we're going to talk to Sheriff Marshak about that stuff. There's some local and national stories that are have law enforcement impact that are related to the shutdowns that have going around, and I want to get his thoughts on that, his insight in that, as far as you know, being from the perspective of a law enforcement officer. We're also going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to play the National Day Challenge.
Yay.
Several days early, because we're, you know, tomorrow's the music extravaganza, and Friday I will be here, but I will be the only regular person in the cast that's here, and so we're going to play the National Day Challenge today.
Yay.
Instead of on Friday. We're also going to play Battle of Sexes here in a few minutes, and Sue has brought us a game that we'll play in the 4 o'clock hour with Dave Murray.
Yes, it is a Thanksgiving, slightly nerdy Thanksgiving quiz.
Ooh, a quiz.
All right.
A perfect name.
Yes.
The nerdy,
slightly nerdy
Thanksgiving
quiz.
Mm-hmm. You know, just to finish up the thought about everybody's Thanksgiving tomorrow, they keep on talking. You know, you hear, I've been hearing all day about the record travel that today is the most people traveling since, you know, like March 10th or something like that. Which, but that makes sense to me. I haven't heard what it is compared to other years.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
You're like, right, Tony.
It's this year there's been no travel. So it's not surprising that today has set this year's record for the most travel. But it doesn't. I don't. Yeah. I want to know how.
I did hear that normally last year 5 million people flew on Thanksgiving weekend, and this year it was estimated at 2.5 million.
So there you go.
Half. Okay.
So it's about half, but it's still way more than usual. My thoughts on the whole thing about getting together with family or traveling right now. I did see somebody speaking earlier. I think they were with the CDC. It was a doctor, and he was saying, "Look, it's safe to travel if you take all the proper precautions." Social distance, sanitize your hands, wear masks, be safe, and, you know, don't break any laws. If it's against the law in a certain place to travel there right now or enter without a test or something, then
don't do it.
But if you want to travel, you know, just do the right thing. Obey I don't even like to say guidelines, just the common sense stuff of social distancing, wearing masks, wash your hands, and I think everybody can travel safely. I'm not judging anybody. It's not for me. I'm not comfortable getting together with a whole bunch of people. But if, you know, if people are having some people at their house they haven't had a chance to see all year, it's not up to me to tell them that they're doing something wrong. That's kind of my thoughts on the whole thing. All right, let's go ahead and take this first break. And when we get back, Bo, have you ever played Battle of the Sexes with us? I'm serious.
I'm not kidding right now.
I'm not kidding right now because you're my teammate, so you better get ready.
Are you guessing my sex? I don't know what this game is.
Okay, well, we'll explain it to you and everyone else when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Listen to Dave Glover Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Dave Colombo Show. 97.1 FM Talk. Tony Colombo in for Dave today. Dave will be back on Monday. I'm hosting today. Rachel and Andrew are hosting the, what is it? Is it the Thanksgiving music extravaganza, Christmas music extravaganza?
It gets a little confusing because it is Christmas music, but we're playing it on Thanksgiving, so.
It's the Thanksgiving Christmas music extravaganza.
Yes. There you go.
The Thanksgiving Christmas music. I like it.
All right. And then I will be back here on Friday, and the whole gang is back together on Monday. Bo Matthews, my partner from Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors, which you can hear every Saturday afternoon here on 97.1 and every Sunday afternoon on KMOX, is with us this first hour. Bo, you still with us?
Present. I'm here.
And listen, before we get into the game here, I just got a tweet from Daniel who says that the QT on McDonald Boulevard in North County is serving fountain sodas.
What?
They've opened, according to Daniel,
for this year.
If anybody can corroborate this information that fountain sodas are back in the county, or if this is just a one-time thing at this one QT, that would be a game changer for me going into the weekend because I won't have to drive into St. Charles County just to get sodas.
Somebody forgot the rules of QT.
Do you want me to start bringing you fountain sodas when I come? Because Alden never closed because, you know.
But what about down there in Jeff
Wide
County?
Open, baby. Wide open. Anything you want.
Did they ever shut down? Did they ever shut down in Alton?
No, Alton never stops. Now, you can't bring your own because you used to be able to bring your own
like
giant
a refillable.
Mug.
Yeah.
They don't let you do that anymore. But as for normal fountain drinks, never closed.
It's like one of those things that, like, it's just common for me, but people that don't live in the city or county just are baffled by this. Bo, did you guys ever not have fountain sodas?
Well, using QT as the curve, they did lock that down. And my wife and I were just talking about that this morning. The barrier that I had was the bakery. QT makes some great donuts and croissants and things like that. Their bakery display for a long time was shut down over the summer, but they opened it up. But a few miles north of them in St. Louis County, those were still locked down and you had to buy the prepackaged stuff. But QT got a great bakery, great donuts, and so they're wide open in Jeffco. Hey, anything you want, we got you here.
There hasn't been a fountain soda in Florissant for
since
10
the
months.
80s? I know, man. Oof.
It's just
since the 80s.
It's ridiculous. And and it's one of those simple pleasures of life that I enjoy. So this could be.
So you would never be a soda stream guy? You'd never get one of those gadgets?
I don't know. I've never tried that. I'd be, I'm open to
I couldn't get into
anything.
It. I got a soda string. I couldn't get into it. It's collecting dust in the corner.
Did it taste like actual soda or did it just carbonate your water?
It tasted okay. You know, it tasted like it tasted like a lower grade, like off brand soda.
Oh, gotcha. Mm.
You know what I mean? Like they have a Pepsi that tastes like the step down from RC Cola.
Right.
Or Vess or Shasta. I don't know if you know those names.
Yeah, of course. A little worse than that.
You know who you're dealing with?
Yeah. Come
the
on.
The sommelier.
Come on, get out of here.
Yes, Cola. He is.
Yeah. Soda or snack food or fast food, Andrew is an expert in all the above. He knows what Vess is. So Bo says he's never played Battle of Sexes with us. Andrew, you're the host. Explain the game, and we'll get started.
Bo, it's very simple. I ask you questions, and you try and answer them. Are you ready?
Ding, ding, ding.
No, so it's guys answer questions that girls would know. Girls answer questions that guys would know, theoretically.
Okay.
Yeah, theoretically. And
go ahead, Bo.
How do we alert that we want to answer the question?
No. So I'll ask the guys a question, then I'll ask the girls a question.
Yeah.
Then I'll ask the girls. So there's no like buzzing in.
You guys can talk it out.
Yeah, and you and I
can. Oh, we can talk it out. Okay, good.
Yeah, you and I can conversate about our answer before we give it.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
All right, we'll start with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do a pigeon, a plank, and a dolphin have in common?
That's interesting, because all women know this.
A plank
right.
And a dolphin. all have in common.
Well, I would have thought you guys would actually know this.
Let me think for a second.
Wait, okay, now we gotta think now.
Pigeon?
Sue, you know?
No, I'm kidding, Bo. I got no
idea. Oh, jeez. I was like, what? Okay, now, is this for you and I, Tony?
Yes. Do you have any idea?
Okay. I would guess something around an ocean, right? A pigeon?
Pigeon, a plank, and an ocean. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they all.
And a dolphin?
Yeah, and a dolphin.
Walk the plank. There's
right?
a dolphin in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They are all related to the ocean.
They are all yoga poses.
Oh, Rachel. That would have been a Rachel.
And they are also all related to the ocean.
And they are all
yes, you're right.
I don't know what a pigeon has to do with the ocean.
Okay, good point. Huh?
Yeah.
Solid
well,
point.
Yeah.
Pigeon up. Solid point.
Usually when you see a scene of somebody feeding the pigeons, they're on a bench by a body of water.
You know,
no,
the pigeon of the sea.
No, that's a seagull.
We already made it bad, guys. We got to be nicer about the next question.
The pigeon of the sea.
The bird of the sea.
All right. Well, the ladies don't have it any easier. Bergman, Buñuel, Hitchcock, Mizoguchi, and Rossellini are all considered what sort of filmmakers? Auteurs or French New Wave?
It's 50-50.
It's 50-50, but they're also both incomprehensible.
Well, I don't think that Hitchcock is,
it is
French.
Yeah,
it
so
is
auteurs.
Truly,
auteurs.
It is auteurs.
Yay.
Thanks for the hint.
And now, what does auteur mean?
Do you want the bell?
Let's not get crazy,
but it means a director in the style of Bergman, Buñuel, Hitchcock, Mizoguchi, and Rossellini.
Good answer. Do you want the bell, Andrew?
Nah.
All right.
Nah. So
I'm
next.
I'm going to use it.
For the gentleman. Mm-hmm. True or false? Most lipsticks contain the same solvent as antifreeze.
Hmm. By the way, an auteur is a filmmaker whose personal influence and artistic control over a movie are so great that the filmmaker is regarded as the author of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Off the top of her head. I'm impressed.
Yeah, just like that, Bo.
It's pronounced author.
It sounds like a trick question, Bo, so I'm going to say that it's true, but that is not our answer yet. This is me discussing with my teammate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna say false. I've heard of other things that are in lipstick, but I don't think I've heard antifreeze components. So I would say false.
Without tipping your hand at all, do you
know? Don't know. Do you know, Rach?
I don't know.
She says no, but she kind of said it like she does know.
All right, I'm gonna trust my teammate, and we're gonna say false.
It is true, unfortunately.
Crap!
Well, you probably shouldn't eat it.
I was
Why did you put that on your lips?
I was about ready to use the
first
time.
Well, that's the difference, Bo. You don't. You can put it on your lips, you just don't eat it, right?
Okay. Well, you don't try to eat it.
I'm
just saying.
Ladies.
Okay.
Yes.
The Hundred Years' War was fought primarily by what two countries?
Oh,
Hundred
shoot.
Hundred Years' War.
This is where we look dumb, Rachel.
Well,
why
who knows this?
Say
I wouldn't know this.
The Hundred Years' War.
Does it have to do with Spain?
No, but I don't know why this would be something that guys would. I think
all men know this.
That historians would know
guys
whether
like
they were
stuff.
Male or female.
I feel like I should know this.
This game.
Spain sounds kind of right. Spain.
This game presumes that everyone who plays it is incredibly smart.
Yeah.
What about like Spain and like Russia?
Oh, I like that. That's good. We'll go with that.
It is England and France.
Oh, it was so close.
Very close.
We're on the right side of the earth, at least.
Yeah, at least we didn't say the U.S.
US
that would have been
Mexico.
Embarrassing.
Gentlemen,
so four
Canada.
Questions have been asked and only one has been answered correctly.
That's correct.
We are
boys, who played Edna Turnblast in 2007's Hairspray, the film adaptation of the musical Hairspray?
Bo, did you see the movie Hairspray?
Did you see the movie Hairspray, Bo?
It's on loop.
Did you see the movie Hairspray?
I got nothing. Bette Midler? I've never seen it.
We'll say Bette Midler.
It is John Travolta.
Yeah.
Gender swaps.
I feel better
about
the
way,
Years War. Yes.
Have you seen him as Santa Claus on the TV commercial? I forget the commercial.
Yes,
that
it's
was
the one,
amazing.
It's the one with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really, it's kind of cute.
Huh. Yeah. I have not.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. That's John. Oh, wow. Yeah. Now I can tell that it's him.
Oh, boy.
The
okay,
Capital
so,
One commercial.
Girls.
Yeah.
Your buddy asks you to dress his big horn sheep. What does he want you to do?
Well.
Put him in a nice
exactly
outfit,
as written.
I'm guessing, is not the right answer.
That is word for word as written.
Would you to
dress his bighorn sheep?
And the answer is very specific.
With pants and a nice tie. I'm thinking Well, it's got to be either shearing or we're filleting him and skinning him. You know what I mean?
Say
serving
skinning.
Him for dinner.
I was going to say skinning.
Preparing him to eat.
Yeah. Why don't we say ripping his skin off?
Close enough. The answer is written is
right.
Clean and eviscerate his kill.
Oh, my.
Is what is written on the page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wants you to eviscerate his kill.
I don't like that.
It doesn't, and yeah, I mean, the giveaway there is that what they're trying to do there is trick you with the whole big horned sheep part. It's just
is
the
that
term
what, yeah.
that
yeah.
you would use for deer or, you know.
Trying to trick you into
nice
putting
job,
pants on.
Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
Trying to trick you into getting him a nice Ralph Lauren polo.
That's what all sheep want.
Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
How does Rachel Ray refer to extra virgin olive oil?
Ooh, we know this one.
We know this one.
Sue knows.
Do
this
all
one.
Women know this one?
Well, if you see
there's
that
one in
show.
Here that does.
I don't know.
Extra virgin.
I've seen plenty of Rachel Ray. I just don't know this one.
Olive
off the top.
Oil. Bo, I have no clue.
Bo, what have you got?
I don't. I extra vir. What does she call extra virgin olive oil?
Yeah.
I don't know. My mind is going in 14 different directions. I don't even want to say anything.
Take a deep breath, Bo. It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. It's going to be fine.
We're totally already, okay.
I'm stressing, man.
We're
stressing.
Already way behind, Bo, so this question's not going to make the difference. She calls
Can I
him
say yet? Can I
her
say yet?
Little big-horned sheep.
The answer is clean and eviscerate his kill.
Yes.
Bo, do you know?
I don't. I don't know.
The answer is EVOO.
It is EVOO.
Oh, yeah, that's she sells the EVOO like.
So it's just
container.
The initials.
That's
the
all
initials.
It is.
It's just.
I didn't
all
know if it
is.
Was that or if
of
you pr- if you called it EVOO.
Oil.
Yeah.
EVOO. Ladies.
Okay. Okay.
Failed you, man.
Okay.
That's all right, buddy.
What does a cold air intake do for your car's engine?
Well, it probably cools it.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. Cold air intake, cooling it down.
Well, so I'm not going to give it to you, but the answer is also very vague. It's boosts performance.
Really?
All right.
Perhaps so, by cooling the engine.
I'm going to say every single part of the car boosts performance.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
Put a steering wheel on, you have boosted performance.
Damn, my performance is so much
better
now.
If you have no tires, but you put some tires on, you have boosted that vehicle's performance.
Car's performing much better since I put a fourth tire on it.
Exactly.
Those three tires were just not working.
All right, let's do one more each.
All right, one more each. Gentlemen, what country is sangria most associated with?
That's sangria.
I love it.
Spain. Spain.
Let's try.
I love it when he has an accent.
I
can I just say,
if we don't get this, we'll literally have been shut out. Spain.
It is Spain.
Yeah.
Spain.
Yeah!
I feel like the bell. I
feel like I tipped it a little hard with the rolling of
you
the
think?
R.
You think?
Did you roll?
Yeah, you rolled it.
Yeah,
right,
you think you rolled your R?
Sangria.
Ladies.
Game on the line here, ladies. We just
game
took
on the line.
Lead.
Game on the line. Let's see if they can pull it off. In naval architecture, what is the name of the topmost deck at the rear of the ship's superstructure? All men know this.
The topmost deck
the topmost
the rear
deck.
Of the
is there an emoji for it?
There is an emoji for it. That's correct.
Yeah. Is it the poop deck?
Please,
oh, I like that.
Yeah,
wait a minute,
poop
deck.
It's the poop.
Just gave it away.
Okay.
It's not the Lido deck? Dang it. Love boat.
That's the last
so
time.
What happened there? Did we lose?
Yeah, we lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
We lost.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe we shouldn't play that game anymore. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to talk to our buddy Sheriff Dave Marshak from Jefferson County when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Dave Glover Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show. Tony Colombo here filling in for Dave as he is getting an early start on his Thanksgiving break, a well-deserved day off for a guy who doesn't take very many days off. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. Rachel and Sue and Andrew are all here as well. And my partner from Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, Bo Matthews, is joining us for one more segment here. Bo, we tell folks about the show. If we haven't, if they haven't had a chance to tune in to Second Amendment Radio on Saturday afternoons here on 97.1 or Sundays on KMOX, you make the pitch why they should check it out.
Well, you know, I joined the show, I guess it was almost a year ago, and what I liked about it was because there's so much confusion when it comes to the Second Amendment, and that's what the show was originally called, the Second Amendment Radio. Mm-hmm. And so it dices into, you know, the laws and how they could change and what, you know, what, how it's being threatened. And so we talk to a bunch of advocates and lawmakers and law enforcement and talk about, you know, what's safe and what's right and what we should be doing. And then the show expanded to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, which opened up a whole nother area of hiking and fishing and hunting and all these other wonderful things. And there's so many great parks in the Midwest. And so we just talk about a lot of things that include those two subjects, mm-hmm. which are extremely wide. And we always have a great lineup of guests, including our next one.
That's right. If you are interested in hunting, fishing, camping, anything in the great outdoors, or all the news surrounding law enforcement and your Second Amendment rights, please check us out. You can get our podcast, same place you get the Dave Glover Show podcast. We always recommend the radio.com app, but you can get the Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors podcast anywhere that you get podcasts. And like Bo said, our next guest is Sheriff Dave Marshak from Jefferson County. He's a regular on Second Amendment Radio, and it's always great to talk with you. Sheriff, how's it going? Oh, I got to hit the button, don't I? Sorry.
I hope you guys are doing well. You're speaking my jam talking about hunting and weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Sheriff, it's crazy. It's been a crazy year, and things are ramping back up as far as shutdowns and restrictions and things like that. How are things in Jefferson County right now?
Jefferson County is booming. I stopped by Cyberg's restaurant over in Arnold. I think the parking lot was filled with half the vehicles from St. Louis County and over on the east side from Illinois. So I imagine locally in the city of Arnold and anything that borders St. Louis County, business as well.
Well, you know, that is a great point that we, when we talk about the shutdowns and restrictions, sometimes we don't talk about, you know, all the effects that that has. And I see it, you know, I was joking about driving into St. Charles just to get a fountain soda this entire year. I didn't even think about that when we were talking about having this conversation with you, that Jefferson County and St. Charles County and Franklin County are probably booming right now because of the shutdowns in the city in St. Louis County. How many people are you seeing entering your county just to go to the restaurant or go, you know, to a gym?
Listen, without a doubt, we're seeing a huge increase. I will tell you, I was texting Kirk Seiberg earlier. I know they have a new restaurant opening up in Arnold, and I know that they're on the fast track to get that thing open quickly because they recognize the significance of businesses and restaurants closed in St. Louis County, and they're the beneficiary of that.
Go ahead, Bo.
No, I was just, I'm just, you know, so impressed by the Jefferson County area, the people of, and, you know, it does mirror St. Charles County a lot. But, you know, when you hear these crazy headlines of, you know, the cops are going to be watching how many people walk into your house or anything like that on the East Coast or the West Coast, it's not like that in the Midwest. And Sheriff, I mean, you probably have heard these headlines and you're thinking, that is insane. Number one, you don't have the manpower for something like that. And people have to have self-accountability. And so when you hear something like that, aren't you thankful that this is where we're at in this world?
Listen, I mean, we've seen extremes, and we've talked about it before on Second Amendment Radio, on some of these crazy, crazy liberal policies. But we have to be realistic. I mean, we recognize there's a significant health threat out there. And at the same time, there has to be a balance between our liberties and economic security. And so I think our leadership recognizes that. They take those considerations into account when they make their decisions. But moving forward, law enforcement has many responsibilities beyond being the mass police. And I think, you know, regionally, I think everyone takes the same approach. Look, we have to make some good decisions to maintain health in a public health crisis. At the same time, it's not the time to tramp on everybody's liberties.
You know, Sheriff, we talked about this story briefly yesterday afternoon here on the DGS that the state of Oregon, the governor there, has encouraged residents to call the police if they see their neighbors. I think the rule there in Oregon is you can't have more than six people in your home. So the governor is encouraging people to call police if they see their neighbors violating those types of laws. What is law enforcement's responsibility in this, in your opinion, and how do you handle that? I mean, if I can't imagine the flood of calls that everybody would get if it became like, you know, the Tattletale Society or something.
We've all got that neighbor.
we don't need to go down that road. Look, well, we're a service organization. We are a service-related industry, so to speak. I mean, we rely upon customer service. You call, we respond. But let's be realistic in what's going to happen in Jefferson County. If you call us to tell us the neighbor's Thanksgiving celebration is larger than six or seven people and you're upset about it, you're going to be upset with us because we're not going to respond. Fact is, we want people to be responsible. We want to maintain public health. But again, we are not going to knock on your doors to investigate your holiday party, your family gathering moving forward. And I don't know that too many law enforcement agencies around this country, particularly in the Midwest, it doesn't mean you won't see, you know, some extremes up in the Pacific Northwest or the Northeast. But look, we have other things to do. We have other responsibilities. You want us in that position to build community trust and respond appropriately. And I don't think that's the way to get it done.
Got a couple minutes left with Sheriff Dave Marshak from Jefferson County. Bo, you got one more for the sheriff?
Yeah, I do. I know earlier in the year we talked on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors about the recruiting of officers to Jefferson County and other counties. Is that still an issue, or are you guys staffed up at this point?
Well, we're fully staffed, and that's been attributed to some of the dysfunction north of us at times. I will tell you that we've been very successful in cherry picking officers from other organizations, such as look, I'm just speaking the truth here.
Yeah, I know.
You ask and I tell. You know, we've been successful in hiring officers from North County municipalities, Florissant and Hazelwood, and we've done a lot of recruiting successfully via the St. Louis Police Department. Now, we target them for retirees, but unfortunately, as collateral damage, we've end up with some younger officers that really want an opportunity for growth and professionalism. We've been successful recruiting, so. You know, despite some of the other things that are going on in the area, we've been very successful.
Sheriff, before we let you go, what is your advice and your message to the people in Jefferson County or just anybody that, you know, that can hear your voice right now? As far as there's people traveling for the holidays right now, there's going to be people out and about shopping over this weekend. You know, what advice would you give everyone as they go through this holiday weekend?
Well, look, if they're traveling, I think we can all appreciate this because we've looked to the left or the right and saw people messing with their phone while they're driving. So I think that for the most important thing is put the phone down while you're traveling this weekend. And then let's use some common sense approach. Maintain social distance when you can. Maintain proper hygiene. Wash your hands and do some simple things. And then finally, enjoy the time with your family and your friends in a socially responsible way. But we're here to support you. We're not here to enforce some arbitrary rules.
Great stuff.
And Don't talk politics. Don't talk politics at
yeah,
the dinner table.
Not at the dinner table. That's exactly
unless
right.
You don't want to go back. Unless you don't. It's very simple.
Sheriff Marshak.
If you talk politics, you might not get invited back.
Sheriff, thanks for your time. Talk to you again soon.
You guys have a good Thanksgiving.
And you too.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sheriff.
And Bo, thank you very much for your time filling in, helping us out with this first hour. I will talk to you this weekend on Second Amendment Radio.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
You ain't cut me off yet. I'm going to be back on Friday is what I understand.
Oh, that's right. He's going to be in here with me. Are you going to be part of the show on Friday? That's right. Sorry. Sorry about that, Bo.
I'm working, man. I'm working.
All right. We got to take a quick break, and we will start the 4 o'clock hour with my partner, Chris Arps from The Weekend Report. Don't go anywhere listening to the Dave Glover Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.